Monday, July 18th, 2011. Announcements, interviews, some news, and the weather from Oroville. Today it's mostly cloudy, the high is 33 degrees Celsius, the wind southwesterly 16 to 21 kilometers per hour, the heat index is 39. Tonight there's a chance of a thunderstorm. It will be overcast, low drops to 28 degrees Celsius, wind southwesterly 14 kilometers per hour, and a 20% chance of precipitation. Well, today, Oroville International meets in Holland. Here in Oroville is an interview with Wim of the Netherlands. He's invited all the Dutch Orovillians to learn of the work being done by Oroville International in Holland and to express themselves about that. Today, Town Hall, Conference Room, 3 p.m.
My name is Wim van Negen. I'm from Oroville International, Netherlands. Yeah, there's a presentation and I've invited all the Dutch nationals who live in Oroville to come and also to participate, because we'd like to not only present but also to listen to their input. I'd like to have some feedback on the presentations that we give in the Netherlands.
At what time?
It starts at 3 o'clock, and there will be a break after an hour or so and expect it to be until 5:30.
That's a question about how Oroville International is perceiving Oroville from outside. What is your feedback?
How we perceive Oroville from outside, it's an interesting thing. One thing is that we are very well informed these days, thanks to internet and also to thanks to Oroville Radio, about what's going on, which is very good. And what we'd like to present is today to the Dutch community is how we inform the people of the Netherlands about Oroville. But we also like to have some feedback. An important part of the presentation is the projects that we would like to support, because one of the major roles of Oroville International is to support the building of Oroville. And there are several projects that we support. We would like to support many more, and we would like to invite the community of Oroville to keep us informed about the progress of these projects and to keep in touch with us. So my visit now to Oroville is especially to build this bridge and to invite Oroville to keep communicating with us. And one specific item of the program is a presentation, a short presentation of the of a possible design for the Dutch Pavilion. It's quite premature maybe to talk about it, but anyway, it was offered to us. We'd like to show it and like to hear the feedback.
Tomorrow there will be another general meeting from the Resident Assembly Service. The real issue seems to be less the selection process of Oroville's apex bodies, but rather the lack of understanding, trust, and collaboration between one another. Resident Assembly Service appeals to all who wish to build the City of Dawn to come and share ideas, opinions, and listen to those of one another. That's Tuesday, 5 p.m. at the Sri Aurobindo World Center for Human Unity. Here are a few words from Resident Assembly members Elvira and Partha.
Tomorrow is a follow-up meeting of last week. We have a general meeting. And, well, I think there are two main topics which we would like to suggest. One is even more exchange and sharing about what the Residents' Assembly needs right now and wants right now, so we get a bit of more of a pulse. And the other one is to get more clarity with the Residents' Assembly about how to proceed on the selection of the Working Committee and Oroville Council.
Partha, just a question about the first meeting. What is your feeling?
I think for me it's more important is that we listen to each other. That's how I think we can move collectively towards what the whole community is meant for. The more we listen to each other, the more we gain good understanding among each other beyond all cultural barriers. I think slowly we can really reap the fruit we want to have. And this is the first step, and I think as a team we are really looking forward to work with the community, and we are waiting for the next step, and hopefully good things will happen.
Restorative circles, A presentation from Laura and Jason was made last week, enlightening the audience as to just what a restorative circle is, how it works, what it does, and it's available for downloading in the next few days with Oroville Radio. And this from Shri Aurobindo. Cast away from you these movements of doubt, depression, and the rest which are no part of your true and higher nature. Reject these suggestions of inability, unfitness, and all these irrational movements of an alien force. Remain faithful to the light of your soul, even when it's hidden by clouds. My help and the Mother's will be there working behind, even in the moments when you cannot feel it. The one need for you and for all is to be, even in the darkness of the powers of obscurity of the physical consciousness, stubbornly faithful to your soul and to the remembrance of the divine call. Be faithful and you will conquer. You've been listening to Oroville Radio with Mylanka on microphone, in studio, Andrea, Miriam, and Yahlom. Any questions or comments, feel free to contact oroville radio.org. Thanks for listening.